Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Now, after watching all that stuff and going, you know, I don't know that much about the Hispanic community, Latino community. Matter of fact, how do y'all like to be addressed?
I guess it really just depends on the person. I usually always say, like, you know, Hispanic. I use that term.
How do you feel about Latino?
Latino, yeah, I like Latino too. Latino, Latina, Latin X, you know, for not gendering.
So, after watching this, and it led me to have a couple of questions, and hopefully, with you being in that community, you could shed some light on
it. All right, here we go. Paul is a question, the question master.
Yeah. So my first question to you
easy on me, please.
You know, well, you know. You always, Walter was your guy. I never looked him up. And after watching him and watching the story, why did he's kind of your hero? What do you look up to?
I would say basically what I answered earlier, the fact that he was very positive, the fact that, you know, he was just it. Like, he didn't care about anything about it. You know, he was just himself through and through, always. I think that he maintained the same personality, you know, outside of the camera and, you know, in front of the camera all the time. Like, I think he was very good at that. And he seemed like a very joyous person. He seemed like somebody that really shed a lot of light and positivity everywhere he went. And that, to me, is something that I really look up to, because that's something that I can relate with. Those are the type of people that I want in my life. Those are the type of heroes that I want to have, I would say.
Speaking of relating, when I watched it, my gator went off. Not saying I have a strong one, but I was like, wait, what's going on? But
you know,
on the documentary, he denied.
Well, let's just start by saying this. For anyone that's watching that's listening to this, I would say sexuality is very fluid, right? So is gender. Genders also become a fluid thing. But yeah, sexuality is very fluid. And yeah, he never admitted to being gay, even though I think it's interesting, because in the documentary, you know, they have some people that speak about him, commentators and whatnot, and they just kind of, you know, they automatically start talking about him as if he was gay, because that's just what everybody was speculating. But he never admitted. He literally said it. He's like, "Oh, I have sex with the trees, with the wind, with this guy." Like,
so, with that being said, what is you mind telling people what you?
Okay, well, I identify as a queer person. You know, obviously somebody that's not straight. I don't really like categories and labels. I never really have. Maybe that's a Saturn and Aquarius thing. I also share the same placement. But I do definitely...
According to my chart.
Yes, according to your chart. But I definitely do identify, you know, with a queer title, I guess.
Okay. Now, with that being said and out the way, how do you think it was for him coming up in your community at that time?
Well,
why do you think he didn't admit it?
Okay. I cannot completely wholeheartedly speak for him, but I can say that, like I said earlier, being gay or just not being a heterosexual in the Hispanic community is a very difficult thing. There's a lot of hush-hush. Religion plays a huge, huge factor in how, you know, Hispanics judge you. The Hispanic community tends to take on a very men are supposed to be kind of like machista, you know, the macho, the typical traditional male figure. You know, you go to work, you do things for your wife, like you take on that typical male role, right? And so for a Hispanic father to know that, you know, his son might be gay, that is a huge abomination. And it's something that's not talked about very openly.
Do you think it's worse for men than women?
I think it might be worse for women than men. I think for men, but this is all around, simply because I think our world lives like on the patriarchal
system. Well, the reason I'm asking, because you were like, oh, my son is not gonna be able to do that.
Okay. this is a very tricky topic. Okay.
All right.
It's looked down on for men a lot, but with women, it's like there's less. I mean, I don't know the statistics for real, but I think that there's less women that will actually, you know, come out to their family as, you know, being gay or whatever in a Hispanic household than, you know, than a guy. Neither are accepted. Like, it's like they both have a hard time being accepted. But the female, especially if the female looks very feminine, like if a woman that looks very feminine says to, you know, in a Hispanic household, I'm a lesbian or I'm gay or I'm bisexual or whatever, it's like, how could that be? You don't look. You're gay. You know, that's like the first thing that they say. You don't look like a boy, or you don't look like you dress like a boy. You look very feminine. So even that is something that's a very difficult thing to kind of like, you know, go around.
So you could see why he hid it all his life.
Absolutely, absolutely. Especially what you said. He was, you know, he was born in the 30s, in the 40s, in the 50s. I mean, he was a very, very eccentric person. And back to your original question, that's another reason why I look up to him, because he was so eccentric and he still put on the makeup. He still went out there. He didn't care what anyone said. He was himself through and through. And that to me is very admirable. Very, very, very admirable. But yeah, I know that it was probably very difficult. And even in the documentary, the fact that, you know, like he doesn't address it head on, which I don't know why he doesn't address it head on, but it could be, you know, Scorpio rising. But even him not addressing it head on kind of indicates that it could still be something that, like, towards like his last moments in life was something hard for him to speak about or something hard for him to even like kind of confront. His nieces say that, you know, everybody always speculated and, you know, they accepted him for who he was. But if you think about it, even in that documentary, which occurred, you know, months before his death, he still could not straightforwardly answer that question.
And his assistants say, wait, they always stayed in the same room and all that stuff.
But his assistants said that they didn't do anything either.
Yeah, they ain't do anything.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.